Praise be Jesus and Mary. This morning you heard from Bishop Sheen at this conference, and a lot of my material I get from St. Alphonsus de Liguori. And this conference is going to be on wasting time. And you think, well, wasting time is not a spiritual weapon, but it is. It's a spiritual weapon of the enemy. And St. Alphonsus reminds us that there is nothing that is shorter than time. There is nothing that is more valuable than time. It's the most precious commodity on the face of the earth. And it's held in such little esteem, you know. He says there's nothing shorter than time because the past is no more. The future's uncertain, and the present is but a fleeting moment. And he said that's what Jesus meant when he said, you know, a little while now you shall not see me. And we may, at the same time, read in the epistle of St. James, you know, that life's just a vapor that's soon scattered, you know, dissipated forever. And we know life is just as precious as it is short. For in every moment, you know, if spent well, we can store up treasures, and you know, we have each moment of each day to do that. But if we use our time poorly, you know, we may end up in hell. So today, I want to remind you how precious every moment of time is that God gives us, and that we really cannot waste it, much less commit sin with our time, you know, but to let us perform good works for the salvation of souls and the glory of God. The Lord says, in an acceptable time, I have heard thee, and in the day of salvation, I have helped thee. St. Paul explains this passage and says that the acceptable time is the time which God determined to confer his favors on us. Then he adds, you know, behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. You know, he exhorts us to not spend our time unprofitably. And he calls this day the day of salvation because, you know, perhaps after this day there shall be no salvation for us. The time, he says, is short. It remains that we weep as though we were not weeping, and that we rejoice as if we weren't rejoicing. And they that buy as though they possessed not, and they that use this world as though they used it not. The apostle says, tells those who weep that they ought not to weep because the sorrows so shall soon pass away. And that those rejoice, that they not be caught up or fix their affections on their enjoyments, because they shall soon have an end. So he concludes that we should use the world not to enjoy its transitory goods, but to merit eternal life. You know, this life is just a preparation period for a life to come. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, we read, "Son, observe the time. Son, learn to preserve the time, which is the most precious and greatest gift that God can bestow upon you." Saint Bernardine of Siena teaches that time is as much value as God, because in every moment of time well spent, the possession of God is merited. He adds that in every instant of this life, a man may obtain the pardon for his sins, the grace of God, and the glory of paradise. That's why St. Bonaventure says, no loss is of greater moment than the loss of time. In another place, he says that though there's nothing more precious than time, there's nothing less valuable in the estimation of men. You know, like I said, they waste it, or they kill time. That's exactly what they do. You'll see some people spending hours on end at play, or in front of the TV, or on their computer, or phone. If you ask them why they waste so much time, they answer, well, you know, to amuse myself. Others remain half the day, you know, standing in the street or looking out from a window, and you ask them what they're doing, and they'll reply that they're just passing the time, killing time. And, you know, they got that right. And when you kill time, it's dead. Good for nothing. Except for we will have to answer for the time we waste. We should use it to motivate us, the time we wasted, to do penance and to make reparation. And Saint Bernardine says, "Do you waste time? You know, why should you let a single hour, which the mercy of God gives you to weep for your sins and to acquire divine grace, pass?" Saint Alphonsus says, "Oh, time despised by men during life, how much shall you be desired at the moment of death, and particularly in the other world? Time is a blessing which we enjoy only in this life. It's not enjoyed in the next. It's not found in heaven or hell. The damned cry out with tears, oh, that an hour were given to us, that they would pay the price, any price, for an hour or even a minute, in which they might undo their eternal ruin. But this hour or minute they shall never have." Of course, in heaven, there's no weeping, but if the saints were capable of sorrow, other wailing would arise from the thought of having lost in this life the time which they could have acquired greater glory for God, and from the conviction that this time shall never be given them, they would weep. But a deceased Benedictine nun appeared in glory to a certain person and said that she was in heaven and in the enjoyment of perfect happiness, but that if she could desire anything, it would be to return to this life and suffer affliction in order to merit an increase in glory. And she added that to acquire the glory which would correspond to a single Ave Maria, she would be content to suffer till the day of judgment the long and painful sickness which brought her to her death. And St. Teresa of Avila, I heard, said the same thing. She appeared in glory to one of her nuns and said the same thing. St. Francis Borgia was careful to use every moment of time for God. And when others spoke of useless things, he conversed with God in prayer and holy affections. And one day he was so recollected that when asked his opinion on the subject of the conversation, he didn't know what to answer. And being corrected for this, he said, I'm content to be considered stupid rather than to waste my time on vanities. Someone may ask, what evil am I doing? And a philosopher will tell you that, evil is an absence of good. So, is it not an evil to spend time in useless occupations, which are unprofitable for the soul? Does God give us our time to waste it on the day of judgment, or Lord will demand an account, not only for every month or day that has been lost, but even for every idle word we read in the Gospel of St. Matthew. He shall likewise demand an account for every moment of time which is wasted. According to St. Bernard, all time which is not spent for God is lost time. And what we can do today, don't put off till tomorrow, because tomorrow, we may be dead and gone into eternity. We'll be out of time, outside of time. Where we shall have no more time to do good, and where we shall only enjoy the reward of our virtues or suffer the punishment due to our sins. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. God calls us to confess our sins, to restore ill-gotten goods, to be reconciled with our enemies, we must obey his call today, because our time may be up tomorrow. Or, you know, God may just stop calling. All our salvation depends on corresponding with the inspirations we receive from the Holy Spirit at the time that God gives them. Some people say, I'm young. After some time, I'll give myself to God. But, you know, remember that the gospel tells us, you know, Jesus cursed the fig tree, which he found without fruit. Although, you know, the season for figs had not even arrived yet. And by this, our Lord wished to signify that man, at all times, even in youth, should produce fruits of good works. Otherwise, like the fig tree, he shall be cursed. In Ecclesiastes, we read, delay not to be converted to the Lord, and defer it not from day to day, for his wrath shall come. You know, if you find your soul in the state of sin, don't delay your repentance or confession. Don't even put it off till tomorrow. For, you know, if you don't obey the voice of God calling you today to confess your sins, death may overtake you, and therefore lose no time. St. John writes in the book of Revelation, the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. He never wastes any time in seeking to drag us into hell. Therefore, we should never squander the time which God has given us to save our souls. And for those who say, well, you know, I will hereafter give myself to God, St. Bernard answers, how can you, a miserable sinner, presume on the future as if God, the Father, has placed time in your power? Why do you presume that you will hereafter give yourself to God as if he had given you the time and opportunity of returning to him whenever you wish? Job said with trembling that he knew not whether another moment of his life remained. And you say, I'm not going to confession today. I'll think about it tomorrow. St. Augustine says, How can you promise yourself another day when you don't even know if you'll be alive in the next hour? St. Teresa says, if you're not prepared to die today, tremble, lest you die an unhappy death. St. Bernardine of Siena wept over the blindness of those negligent Christians who squander the days of salvation and never consider that a day once lost will never return. At the hour of death, they will wish for another year or another day, but they shall not have it. They shall then be told that time shall be no more. What price would they not then give for another week, for a day, or even an hour to prepare the account which they must render to God? St. Lawrence Justinian says, for that for a single hour they would give all their property, all their honors, and all their delights. But this hour shall not be granted them. What will it profit a sinner who has led an inconsistent life to exclaim at death, you know, if only I had led a life of sanctity and spent my years in loving God? How great the distress, you know, of someone out in the woods hiking, and then when night's approaching, you know, he realizes that he's taken the wrong path. And that there's no more time, you know, to correct his mistake. Such shall be the anguish at death, you know, of those who have lived many years in the world, but have not spent them for God. In the Gospel of St. John, we read, "The night has come when no man can work. Therefore, our Lord says to us all, walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. Walk in the way of salvation now that you have the light, before you are surprised by the darkness of death, in which you can do nothing. You can then only weep over the time which you have wasted. At the hour of death, our conscience will remind us of all the time which we had to become saints, and which we instead have used in multiplying our sins against God. It will remind us of all the inspirations, all the graces which he has given to us to enable us to love him, and which we have abused, not cooperated with, or just put off. And you know, at that awful moment, we should also see the way of salvation is closed, you know, forever. In the midst of the sorrows and the darkness of death, the dying sinner shall say, "Oh, fool that I've been, life squandered, years wasted, in which I could have gained treasures of merit and have become a saint, but I've neglected both. Now the time of saving my soul is gone forever. You know, but there's these lamentations, you know, be of no use." When the scene of this world is about to close, and the lamp is on the point of being extinguished, and when the dying Christian has arrived at the great moment on which eternity depends. Now is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Be ready, for we know not when the Son of Man will come. The Lord says, be prepared. He doesn't tell us to prepare ourselves when death approaches, but to be ready for his coming, because when we least expect it, the Son of Man shall come and demand an account of our whole life. And in the confusion of death, you know, it's going to be most difficult to adjust our accounts so as to appear guiltless before the tribunal of Jesus Christ. Perhaps death may not come upon us for another 20 or 30 years, but, you know, it may also come very soon, perhaps a year or in a month, maybe even today. If anyone has reason to fear that a trial should take place on which his life depended, he certainly wouldn't wait for the day of the trial, but would, you know, as soon as possible, employ an advocate to plead our cause. And of course, our advocate is Our Lady, which you already know. But, you know, I digress. We'll be talking about Our Lady. So, what do we do? We know for certain the day will come when we will be judged, and that on the result of that judgment, our eternal life depends. We also know that that day may be very near at hand, and still we waste our time instead of adjusting our accounts. We go on daily multiplying the crimes which will merit for us a sentence of severe punishment. I mean, you know, are we insane or what? If we have previously employed our time in offending God, let us from this moment forward regret our misfortune for the remainder of our life, and make reparation with a penitent heart. You know, the Lord gives us the remaining days of our life that we may compensate the time that has been poorly spent. St. Peter says God's patient with us in order to give us time to repent. St. Paul admonishes us, while we have time, let us do good. Let us not provoke the Lord, you know, to punish us by an unhappy death. And if during the years gone by, we have been foolish and have offended him, let us now heed this apostle's exhortation, you know, to be wise for the future and to redeem the time that we have lost. See therefore, brethren, now that you walk vigilantly, not as the unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil, understanding what is the will of God. Well, the days are evil. According to St. Anselm, the meaning of these words is that the days of this life are evil because in them, you know, we're exposed to a thousand temptations and dangers of eternal misery, and therefore, to escape perdition, all possible care is necessary. St. Augustine says, what is meant by redeeming the time? Well, unless, when necessary, to submit to temporal loss in order to gain eternal goods. We should live only to fulfill with all diligence the divine will. And, you know, should it be necessary, it's better to suffer in temporal things than to neglect our eternal interests. St. Paul sure redeemed time which he had lost. St. Jerome says, Paul, the last in the order of the apostles, but the first in merits, because he labored more than all. Let us consider that in each moment we may lay up greater treasures of eternal goods if the, the possession, you know, of all the land that we could walk around, or the money which we could count in a day were promised, people would lose no time. They would instantly begin to walk around all the property that they wanted, or to start counting the money promised to them. Each one of us now has it within our grasp, has the power to acquire at each moment of each day eternal treasures. But, you know, will we store up treasure in heaven with the time given to us, or will we continue misusing our time? And we must not give in to the temptation to put off till tomorrow, because if we do that, well, this day will be lost as well. You know, even the last hour we will never have. The last hour is gone. What did we do with it? You know, the last hour, the last day shall never return. We have this day. This is the day of salvation. But perhaps tomorrow will not be given to us. We don't know. Let's ask Our Lady to help us spend our time well. St. Alphonsus knew this so well that he made a vow to God never to waste time. May God bless you, and Mary keep you.